It's Friday, May 15th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, animists in central India threatened 5 Christian families with the loss of their farmlands if they did not return to the pagan religion, and proceeded to beat them when they refused, reports Morningstar News. After the Christians denied a tribal animist leader the use of their land for false worship, a mob of 60 people attacked the Christians. Pastor Sarisguda Ramdar reported, quote, "When the Christians refused, they abused them in extremely vulgar language and started beating them. The mob was very furious and did not spare even the women. They stoned one of the Christians, injuring him in his head and knee," end quote. Matthew 5, verses 11 and 12 says, "Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven." David Beasley, executive director of the United Nations World Food Program, told a UN Security Council meeting last month that the world is not only facing a global health pandemic, but is on the brink of a hunger pandemic. Beasley said millions are already on the verge of starvation, and that if food supply chain disruption continues during the coronavirus pandemic, then millions more would be facing starvation. Beasley estimated that deaths from the economic impact of COVID-19 could outpace deaths from the pandemic itself, especially in Africa and the Middle East.
There are no famines yet, but I must warn you that if we don't prepare and act now to secure access, avoid funding shortfalls and disruptions to trade, we could be facing multiple famines of biblical proportions within a short few months.
300 religious leaders, including evangelical leader Franklin Graham, signed a letter to the U.S. Congress on Tuesday asking for legal immunity to be granted to churches reopening during the coronavirus outbreak. The letter voices concern that officials, quote, "will cherry-pick certain guidelines from around the nation in order to assign liability to religious organizations," end quote. Various pastors have already faced lawsuits, fines, or imprisonment for reopening. A spokesperson for Texas Senator Ted Cruz told Fox News, quote, "Churches are pillars in our society. Congress should ensure that these faith-based institutions are not bullied into closing their doors or shutting down their services out of fear of frivolous and burdensome lawsuits," end quote. Yesterday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the state's stay-at-home order as, quote-unquote, unlawful. In a 4-3 decision, the court found that Democratic Governor Tony Evers' administration was overstepping its bounds by extending the order to May 26th, a win for the Republican state legislature. U.S. legislators are accusing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of bringing Planned Parenthood funding into the latest $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The House Heroes Act removes protections from the Paycheck Protection Program that previously kept funding from going to the murder giant. Proverbs 1 verse 16 says, "For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood." As states are beginning to reopen, new coronavirus cases are not surging as yet, according to research by Johns Hopkins University. High-risk states like Georgia and Florida, and hard-hit states like Michigan, New York, and New Jersey, have seen decreases of new coronavirus cases between May 4th and May 11th. This Saturday, May 16th, Trail Life USA, the Christian scouting program with 30,000 boys and 830 troops, is hosting a family movie night for lockdown-weary American families. Hosted by David Benham, best-selling co-author of Whatever the Cost and Living Among Lions, the live stream will feature gospel music artists Keith and Kristen Getty, best known for the modern hymn In Christ Alone, as well as The Pilgrim's Progress, the animated film produced by Revelation Media that tells the story of one man's perilous and adventurous journey to reach heaven. The movie, of course, is based on the classic novel written by John Bunyan, the second best-selling book of all time, surpassed only by the Bible. The live stream will begin at 8:45 p.m. in each American time zone on Saturday, May 16th. To register for free to watch the live stream, go to traillifeusa.org traillifeusa.com/backyard. That's traillifeusa.com/backyard. Trail Life's motto is walk worthy, based on Colossians 1 verse 10, which says that the way you live will always honor and please the Lord, and your lives will produce every kind of good fruit. All the while, you will grow as you learn to know God better and better. Join my 10-year-old son Honor and me and find a Trail Life troop near you through the website findatroop.com. And finally, a Harvard University study of U.S. healthcare workers found that those who attend religious services regularly are at lower risk of, quote, deaths of despair, end quote, from alcohol, drugs, or suicide. The study found that women who regularly attended services had a 68% lower risk of a death from despair, and men who attended services had a 33% lower risk. Acts 2 verse 28 says, "You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 15th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.